Hey friend, and welcome to the Everyday Jesus podcast, where each month we talk about how everyday life and Jesus are meant to collide. My husband Dustin and I are your hosts. Now go grab a cup of coffee, climb up in your favorite chair, and get ready to dive into today's episode. Hey guys, we're back, and we are so excited to be back. Babe, are you excited to be back?
I am.
Yeah. So, tell them what we've been up to. We haven't talked to them in a really long time.
I don't remember when the last time was.
I want to say last January, but I could be wrong. I think I did one by myself maybe a few months ago. But last January, I think.
It's been a year?
Almost a year. It's been a while. It's been a minute.
Sounds like it.
So, what have you been up to?
Building a shop.
Yeah.
Building a shop. Yeah, me and the boys.
It's been the longest process of our life.
Yep, almost done, though. So
we are on the home stretch. Woohoo! Yeah, for sure. What else you been up to besides building a shop?
We just got back from Christmas with the family.
Yeah, that was good. I went home a little early, got to spend a little time with them, and it was really good. I enjoyed being home and being with the nieces and nephews and playing auntie for a week. And so that was nice. And just rolled back into town yesterday, I believe. So yeah, good times, good things. Done a lot of running around and traveling and camping this year. Went a lot of places, seen a lot of things. Had a lot of good downtime with the fam. Just finished a book. I just finished writing my next devotional, Unrivaled. I have been busy, but it's been a good busy. I feel like I had a really long break, and so the last few months of busy have actually kind of been refreshing for me. So, yeah, a lot of things happening in our world. We are starting a small group in January called Next at our home, and we're really excited about it. Kind of a discipleship type small group. So super exciting stuff there. We have several people signed up for that, 8 people signed up for that right now. And registration is still open if you're listening and you're interested. I believe registration closes for that the end of this month or maybe the first week or something of January. So have that coming up. And making plans for next year, for 2022, for EJM. Lots of fun stuff happening. So, yeah, a lot of cool stuff coming up. So you can actually be looking for my book sooner than later, hopefully. I'm hoping March, my next book will be available. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for that. But, yeah. So tell us something, babe. Tell us something.
I don't know much of anything. It's been a beautiful, beautiful Christmas time, as in weather.
Yeah, it really has. 70, 75 degrees. Yeah. We were at my aunt's house on Christmas Day. And I went outside to sit on the porch to enjoy the warm air. But the sun was so beating down on me that I was burning up. And then I went inside to cool off, because it was so warm, which I generally like, but all I packed for our trip was sweatshirts.
Winter clothes.
Winter clothes, because, it's December in Missouri, so I thought for sure we would at least have some cold weather, and yeah, I about burned alive on the front porch.
It definitely was nice.
It was nice, and just a nice time all the way around. Very, very nice time. So, today's podcast, we are really just kind of catching up and just kind of sharing with you guys what we've been up to. I know if you listened to my last podcast, you probably heard, and I don't really remember what all I shared, but just been kind of a weird season for me. Probably the last, over a year and a half has just really been a weird season for me. The Lord has asked me to really step back from a lot of areas, and I'm kind of a mover and a shaker, so that's kind of been difficult for me. But at the same time, it's been equal parts refreshing, and the Lord's really walked me through a lot of things, taught me a lot of things, Still growing, definitely not over that yet. don't think I'll ever quite arrive there, but it's just been an interesting season for me to kind of chill and kind of like we were talking, I've been busy, but it's been refreshing for me because I feel like I've just kind of been, in some ways, I almost felt like for a while that like God just kind of, I don't know, benched me or set me down and was like, okay, I just need you to sit here while the world goes around and everything happens. And I don't do well with that. I like to know that I'm wanted, needed, used, you know. But the Lord was very gracious to me in that season, and He just reminded me that, you know, I'm not set aside. He has me set apart for a specific thing. And so, finishing my next book was part of that. I truly believe that. I believe God is going to use that in really cool ways. And so I'm just really excited about that. And just kind of grateful right now to just, I'm looking at next year and I see all the really cool things that God is using us to do. And I'm excited for, you know, what's coming up, and kind of feel like I'm getting back in the game a little bit. Like, you know, the Lord's like, okay, Cass, time to shine, girl, let's go. So that feels good. That feels good. So I have kind of walked through that season since we stepped down from leadership at our home church. And, you know, yes, we're still serving and we're still doing that. And we're actually serving also in another church right now, in a way, kind of online. So that's really cool to just be helping out another church as well, or being a part of another church as well. Two churches that we love dearly. And so that's kind of cool too. And so we're actually going to be starting a Zoom group, like small group, through Zoom, through this other church, Southeast Christian, out of Louisville, Kentucky. And so if that's something you're interested in, if you can't be a part of this small group next in our home, you could always register for that as well. So if you need information on that, you can email one of us, Cassie@everyday-jesus.com, and I will get you information on that as well. But yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up, a lot of good stuff coming up, a lot of lessons learned this last year and a half, but all good stuff. What about you? How's your season been?
It's been good.
Yeah?
It's been good, yeah. Got to go on a hunting trip this year. It's been plugging along on the old shop.
Yeah. Been good stuff, huh?
Yeah. It has. This 2021 flew by.
It did. But it was such a fun year, I feel like. I mean, yeah, there's still some lingering things, but it's been a really fun year. It's been a good year. I really can't complain.
No, we've been a lot of places this year.
Yeah. It's been good. Awesome. So, as I have been preparing for my Devo for January, I just began praying, like, what the Lord wanted me to share to the people for 2022. And as I have prayed about that and I've thought about that, the Lord just kept bringing to my mind the phrase, in the garden. And so the last couple of weeks, I've really kind of dug into that and just trying to understand and hopefully relay this message from the Lord to you today. Very, you know, trying to relay it in a good way, do it well. But this whole thought of in the garden, immediately my mind goes back to the Garden of Eden, but also to the Garden of Gethsemane. And so, you know, I've been working through this and praying through this, trying to figure out, like, you know, Lord, what do you want the people to know? What do the people need to know? And I really feel like it's definitely something that I'm going to carry through 2022 myself, just a good reminder. But I want to talk about that a little bit for a minute. Is that cool? You want to talk about that in the garden? So, and I'll just kind of share what the Lord has kind of put on my heart about it, and you jump in just whenever you're ready and want to. Excuse me. But in the garden, if we go back to the Garden of Eden, I did a little bit of word study here on the Garden of Eden, and this is what I know. There's a lot of things that are going on in the garden. This is where, you know, God sits Adam and Eve. He sits them down in the garden and he asks them to, you know, work and look after this garden that he's has blessed them with. And so just so we kind of get an idea of what this garden looked like, the Garden of Eden. Eden, when I got to digging and looking up some of this word, these words in my word study, Eden actually meant like delight or pleasure. So the first thing that comes to my mind is like the Lord took them and he set them in a garden of pleasure. And it was this beautiful place where, you know, God provided for them. It was a place where God guided them. He walked with them and he talked with them. And so he was their guide and he protected them. And I got to thinking back to Psalms 23 and our good shepherd, you know, when it says the Lord is my shepherd. Well, what did a shepherd do? The shepherd would guide, provide, and protect his sheep. And that's what the Lord was doing for Adam and Eve in the garden. He invited them to this place. He put them in this place to provide for them, to guide them, and to protect them. You know, we all probably know this story, but the serpent comes along and he deceives them and causes them to sin. They did the one thing that the Lord asked them not to do. And what that looks like is here God has placed you know, Adam and Eve in this place of pleasure to protect them. And they chose in a moment to give that up and to chase a different type of pleasure or a pleasure of their own. And I feel like that's us a lot of times. And maybe that's, you know, you listening right now, like that's been you this year. Like you love the Lord, but you have maybe drifted from him or you have begun to chase other pleasures, you know. The Lord wants to be your shepherd. He wants to provide for you and wants to protect you. He wants to guide you, but we have to choose to let him. And I love that the Lord, even in the garden, gave them a choice. He didn't turn them into robots and make them never disobey. He gave them that freedom to choose and to either obey or disobey. And they chose to disobey. They chose to reject the Lord and chase after their own kind of pleasure. But God had provided literally everything for them in the garden. And, you know, I think the thing that stands out to me is probably through reading this and through prayer is just that God wants to invite you back into the garden. He wants you to come back to the garden, to the place that where he is. Like that's where God was. In this setting of scripture, he was in the garden with them. And I think that's for 2022. I think that's what he's wanting to invite people to do is just come back to the garden, come back to relationship with him, come back to the good shepherd because he wants to provide, he wants to guide, and he wants to protect us. But in thinking about that, I can't help but think of the Garden of Gethsemane as well. You know, the Garden of Gethsemane is where Jesus takes some of his disciples and he asks them to stay and pray because his hour is near where he's going to be taken and killed in our place. And, you know, God welcomes us back into the garden, but that happens through the Garden of Gethsemane. That happens through the place where Jesus submits to God's will to take our place on Calvary. And so you can't get back to the garden without the garden. And, you know, I am just grateful. I think if anything, this past year, I have just really, I guess, been a little more like hyper aware of just the gift that Jesus really is to us and just how fleeting this life is. You know, we had a lot of loss in 2020, grandparents between the two of us, we lost four of them. And so I think, you know, obviously when you experience loss, it makes eternity a little more real for you. But I just can't help but think like just how grateful I am for Jesus, for the Garden of Gethsemane, because of that, we are able to bridge that gap and live in that relationship with the Lord. But that wouldn't be possible without Jesus. So what are your thoughts, babe?
Oh, that's a lot. A lot to dissect. yeah, it's so good, though. I mean, even if you like are in that season that it feels like nothing's going wrong in the garden, you always need to be aware, like, you know, life can throw you a boomerang sometimes.
So. Yeah.
But, I mean, nothing in this life's guarantee either. So we have to just, you know, try to, in our hearts, stay in the Word and
yeah,
love people well and don't let emotions lead you, for one.
Yeah, so true.
You know, sometimes I kind of put myself in the garden, you know, how hungry would I have gotten before I would have went to the tree?
Yeah.
Knowing that there was something else there that was food.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. I think it's something that all of us struggle with, you know. But I'm just grateful for a God who invites us back to the garden. He says, hey, you're my kids. Come on back. Don't stay in this place. You don't have to stay in this place, but you can come back to me. And he's made a way through Jesus. And so, and with Christmas just passing, it just makes you ever more aware of just the gift that Jesus really is. And, you know, if not for Jesus, we wouldn't have the opportunity to go back, you know, to the garden per se, go back to relationship with the Lord. And so I'm grateful that Jesus made a way for us. And that he doesn't look down on us and see our mistakes and think, oh, shame on you. But he looks down on us and he says, hey, I offer forgiveness. Just come to me. Come to me and I'll make it all right. Because he's already paid the price for us anyway. So why not take advantage of what he has already done for us, you know? Well, that's my little nugget for the day. Do you have anything that you want to share with our people, our peeps?
Not right nothing. Offhand, no. I mean,
never seen you so silent.
Yeah. Well, when you have 30 minutes of saying, hey, we're going to do a podcast.
There's that.
And then you're like, I've got all this laid out. What do you have?
Yeah.
You kinda,
it's true. I didn't really short. I didn't really fill him in until like last minute on what we were going to talk about. So, in his defense.
But most of the time, I work better with no.
That's true. He is more of an on-the-fly kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm more of a prep kind of person. He's more of a, let's wing it kind of guy.
Yeah. I don't like planning.
I know you don't. I'm the planner. He's definitely not the planner. So going forward, though, just to let you guys know, so we will be releasing podcasts on the first of every month. So January 1st, you will hear this podcast. February 1st, so it doesn't matter what day it lands on. I'm just releasing on the first of every month. But in the next coming, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 months, we're actually going to be talking a lot about discipleship in the sense of it'll kind of go along with our Bible study that we're going to be teaching at our home. And so like our first month worth of Bible study is about Jesus. Like, who is he, both spiritually and physically? Like, who was Jesus? And so we're going to just kind of be sharing a little bit of that, just kind of breaking that down each month until the end of our semester of Bible study. And so I hope you guys will join us for that. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be... what's the word? I think we'll learn a lot, even as we're preparing for that and studying that. Like, I've already learned so much, just about, you know, what is a disciple? How do we disciple other people? How do we be a disciple, of the Lord? And so I do hope you guys will join us back for that, because that's going to be really cool coming up. But other than that, I just encourage you guys to just be watching and listening and books coming out and adventures coming up and Bible studies and there's a lot going on this year. So, and we want you guys to be a part of it in some way or another. So shoot us an email, find us on social media. I will say social media is probably not the best place to reach us. Dustin is super anti-social media, and I really rarely log on. And so...
I have no social media.
He has no social media.
Text messaging,
though. My social media is our social media. So, and like I said, I just really, I don't know, just kind of not a real social bug there on the old social media world. So, anyways, best way to contact us is probably email, Cassie@everydayjesus.com. And Dustin@everyday-jesus.com as well. So shoot us an email if you want to chat or have a question or have a thought or just want to tell us you guys totally blew your first podcast of the year.
A little rusty.
We're a little rusty. Give us some slack. Yeah, a little rusty. It's, you know, I don't know. The darkness at 5:30 just kind of throws me off. Like 5:30, I'm like ready for bed. And instead, we're doing a podcast. So forgive us, guys. Forgive us. But we do love you. We do appreciate you just hanging out with us. And we hope that, you know, you got something from our little nugget today. And we look forward to chatting with you guys again in February. Happy New Year.